Anna Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
I have Rowan Ellis with me. Hello.
Hello, Hannah.
Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
It's going to be a good time. I have brought chocolate fingers and grapes.
She knows how to treat a lady.
Yeah. No alcohol tonight, though, but we are drinking water out of wine glasses.
So fancy as.
You know.
I mean, I'm teetotal, so this works.
There we go. Chin chin.
Spirit of drunk up in here.
I don't think I knew that.
It's really funny. A lot of people, when they find out that I'm like queer and don't drink, they're automatically like, oh, you're a vegan then.
But are you a vegetarian?
Yeah, are you a vegetarian though? Everyone asks me, any group I go into, any like office, any group of friends, they're just like, oh, sorry, I thought you were a vegetarian. And I'm like, you clearly haven't seen me around steak, because I could not be further from the truth.
Just love steak. Love me that steak. So we have got Abby with us.
Hola.
We're going to be playing a game of Position Impossible.
Position Impossible.
I love it.
That was the best dance moves you've done.
That was terrible dance.
I love it. Okay, so the way that this game works is that Abby has got a list of sex positions.
Of course.
Some are real, some are fake. And then we have to basically guess if it's real or not and what it is.
Excellent.
How it I'm works. On this. And it's a competition.
Oh,
so
oh, of
bring
course.
It. But there's basically for each position, mm-hmm. there's like 2 points for grabs. So is it real or not? And then if it happens to be real, the point
what
of
is,
what it
yep,
is.
What it is.
Yeah. Ready.
Okay.
Perfect.
I'm eating. So. I'm sorry.
How dare you?
So tell me if you think Aqua is a sex move.
It's a band.
Aqua.
Yeah.
I think no.
No?
I'm going to go, yeah.
Okay. What do you think it is, Hannah?
Water sports.
Is it like, I'm imagining like backstroke, front crawl, breaststroke.
There we go.
There we go. Nailed it. Boobs.
It's fake, so no.
Yeah. As soon as you like. Anyway, there we go. Fine, it's fine. There you go, Rowan.
Ding,
ding, ding, ding,
point
ding,
for
ding.
Rowan.
1 point.
As soon as I started trying to like think of what it is, I was like, this is not me.
I just feel like it's not a dirty enough to like. There's no tease in that in Aqua. Mm. There's no like
do
ooh,
the
mystery.
Yeah.
That sounds like a dance. Like that definitely sounds
yeah,
like
do the Macarena.
Yeah.
Let's do the Aqua.
Although some of these have literally sound they're like pole or something, and they are a sex move, so that might throw you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, what about the roller?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
That's a move.
Okay,
the roller. I'm just like imagining someone like actually like rolling.
Just pencil roll.
Pencil roll.
The lead sexy of all the rolls.
Let's go with yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What do you
sex
think it is?
Position.
What do you think it involves?
I think it involves one like kind of like both people together being in like a ball.
Okay.
Just roll around.
Yeah. Just, yeah, like a ball position.
Intercourse or, while zorbing is the...
yeah, basically. Yeah. Or, I don't know, what do you think?
Yeah, let's go with... Okay, I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, what could possibly... How we... The roller.
It can be just oral. It doesn't have to be penetrative.
It's oral, then!
Thank you for the clarification. I didn't get the rules in advance. I'm learning them as I go. Okay, I think that it is...
God.
Oh, okay, hang on. It's a roll. I'm going to say that the rolling's something to do with the tongue rolling. Something.
Yeah.
It's someone who can roll their tongue.
Ooh.
Go just like using that for all it's worth.
I can't roll my tongue. Hannah's currently rolling her tongue at me, but I can't do it.
Maybe Hannah's already done this and just doesn't know there was a name.
Maybe I didn't. Language is so powerful. So is it a sex position?
No.
Oh, well. I was just like, you're taking
I'm
your
sure.
time.
That sounded like such a good one.
But normally,
no points.
Normally when it's not, when it's fake, you kind of just like, the conversation kind of ends, but you kept going, so it's like, I'm going to leave you to it. Okay, discharge.
No!
I mean.
I wish I didn't have to say that word. Like, I wish.
Yes. Yes, it is one. Oh, I hope it's not. But yes.
I'm going to say no.
Okay, Hannah gets a point. Yeah.
Oh, why? Why? Discharge. Okay.
For another point.
What is it? So all I can think now, I'm like trying to think like not vaginal discharge. Mm-hmm. And so all I can think of is like a co-pilot eject seat. That's like all that's in my head right now, like, you just discharge out.
That's like the opposite of sex, just like disappearing out of the roof.
Well, so like, I think it might be some kind of penetration thing where it's just like, it's so powerful, you're like, fly off.
All I can think of is like discharging a weapon, and I'm like, that's not, that's like a fuckboy type name of a sex move, just like discharging his weapon. I'm like, oh no.
Yeah, but also, is it penetration?
I've not looked at it. But it isn't.
It's oral.
Yes, oral.
Okay. Mm. So discharge everywhere. Is it oral on a woman?
No, it's not.
Oral on a dick.
Yeah.
Okay. Dick oral. Dick oral. That sounds like a decorating. Anyway. And floral. Dick oral. Oh, man. Okay. So, someone's sucking a dick and it's called discharge. Help me out, Rowan! Any ideas?
Honestly, I've got nothing.
Okay.
Is it anything to do with the things we've mentioned? Mm. We're talking guns, we're talking ejector seats.
No, unfortunately not. So, okay, I'll give you a clue. The person with the penis is lying down flat on their back.
Is the other person on top of them in a 69 direction? Or...
No.
In between their legs?
They're sat in between the legs.
Sat in between their legs. Are they sat on their own knees?
No.
Are their legs out straight?
No.
Are their legs out wide?
Spread, yeah.
Their legs are spread.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do they have their hands under the person's bum?
No, but that's an option.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's how they do it, but this is how I would do it.
Yeah. Like, just like that extra, you know.
Keep miming. keep miming.
Oh, goodness.
I'll give you the point, because here we go. You can have a look.
Why would you stretch yourself and do yoga to the point where you can like bend that
are,
well?
Some of these are mad.
Where are you finding
these?
That one. Is there just like a depository?
Why is it called discharge?
Yeah, that's what I don't like about it. So for people at home, person one lies on their back, that's the penis person. They're spread out, and then the other person, their partner, is sat in their legs. Their legs are spread out over the hips, bent.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got hand on the chest supporting.
Great. And that picture, for those wondering, is now on my Snapchat. Which is all I use Snapchat for.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, Hannah's ahead by 1 point, by the way, just to make things sense.
Rowan got a point.
Yeah, one.
Oh.
Yeah, only one.
Okay,
I'm going to claw it back. It's everything to play for.
Okay.
What about submit? Submit.
That has to be.
If okay, what do you think it is?
One of my faves. Bent over.
Mm-hmm.
Bent over oral on a vag. The person with the vag is bent over.
Okay. Rowan?
Are we talking just two bodies, no props involved in this?
Yeah.
Mm, interesting.
Well.
Yeah. Oh.
Wait, what?
Wait.
Is it like props as in furniture?
It's props as in it's a fake one, so you're both wrong.
So it's a dildo. There's two.
No. Sorry, I've been confusing now. It's not real sex.
Oh, no.
Boring.
Again, God, I led you on again. Sorry.
Submit. I'm into it. I'm gonna make it one.
Mm-hmm.
Just do a crude stick drawing. Be like on the Snapchat. Here's the fourth sex position.
Yeah. Has anyone got a pen? Hold on. I'll do. What's the next one, Abby?
Okay. The next one. I don't know if I can say this, but precipice. So precipice. Precipice.
If you can't spell it,
Platypus?
It's real.
What's happening?
Yep, that's definitely real.
You didn't make that up.
You
didn't spell it. Down.
You ain't fooling nobody.
That's so true. Okay.
So that sounds like you're like on the edge of something. That's precipice. Does that fit with the diagram you currently have in front of you?
On the edge. Edge of the penis, yes. That's the only edge.
I've drawn submit.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's an interesting one, because I'm like, who's submitting who?
It looks like they're rimming them, but they can go for either.
They're just like getting the...
Just like underneath.
And put
putting my stick drawing on Snapchat. Yeah.
This is great. I used to do a radio show at uni, and we had a section called Things You Need to See to Appreciate, and this would definitely have been one of them.
I love
it's
that
a good feature.
A radio show feature.
Yeah, it was great. We just described something we were both looking at, and normally we'd just be laughing hysterically, and we'd be like, oh, that's it for this week.
But the listeners are like, wow.
That's so brilliant. What's next? What was it?
Precipice.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to give us a clue.
Okay, it's penetrative.
Ooh.
I mean, that doesn't limit.
Yeah. Is someone holding someone else up, or are they both, as everyone, like, got limbs on the floor?
Penis person is on their back again.
Right,
with
okay.
their knees raised.
Ooh.
On their back, knees raised. Are their feet on the ground, though?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's not like all of the... Okay, so knees raised. Oh, is the other person sat on the dick, facing away from them, like with their arms hooked in between the legs?
No, but that's nice, but...
Lovely thought.
But it's close as well. It's close.
Are they facing the other way then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are they just like using the knees to lean against?
Yeah.
Just having a quick like...
Ooh. On the knees. Like, yeah. Hands Thanks. On the knees.
The back is arched. So there we Ooh. Go. Both get a point there because you worked
Ooh.
Out.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, yes. That's a nice one.
Quite good. She looks like she's having a lot of fun.
Yeah. Their bodies fit together quite nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter. Not Twitter. Snapchat. You know.
It's okay. All them social media channels.
Oh, yeah, can't keep track.
Do you want to try to describe that for people at home?
Boobs in the air.
hang on, where's the other hand? The person below?
This on the stomach and then on the legs.
Just give me a quick pat.
Yeah, give me a quick... Just patting the stomach like, you're doing great, darling!
Well done!
Yeah, you're doing great.
The person receiving is sat... Well, the other person has their knees raised to support them and the back is fully arched.
Probably, like, almost doing bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing you have to be careful about this is that this looks like a position where the penis could quite easily fall out.
Yeah.
Beware.
Definitely.
Beware.
And it could be not just hazard. Vaginal.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Any hole's a goal. Am I right, lads?
Lads.
Time for me to lose.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
I have my dear friend, Florence Schechter, with me, and I've pronounced your name right.
Yeah, Hannah Whitten.
Oh, God damn it. But I like, if I was going to do it properly, I'd have to be like, where's the ch in it?
In the middle. Schechter.
Schechter.
Mm.
Nailed it.
Yeah, you did.
Jew Club. So, for people listening, Florence and I went to the University of Birmingham together. That's how we know each other. But more recently than that, Florence has founded the Vagina Museum. Whoa! Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to basically be quizzing you all about the Vagina Museum. But what we do on this show when we have new guests on is we initiate them.
Oh, no.
By searching their name on Urban Dictionary. Wait, why is the...
Mine is
what?
So nice!
What just happened? This has never happened before. What?
I promise I
that
didn't
was
plant
you?
It. I didn't plant it.
Oh, God. I was like, what is happening? Okay, I thought... You know how, like, on... I was like, what's happening? You know when you go on the Urban Dictionary homepage and it has, like, word of the day? Basically, Urban Dictionary is here and it just says Florence. And I freaked out thinking that it was the word of the day. And my producer, Lissy, is just going, no, I already searched it. Like, damn you. Like, properly freaking out. Okay. Do you want to read the definition for Florence?
Oh, it feels a bit egotistical.
No, do it. It's brilliant.
Florence, the most beautiful name any female can possibly have.
Oh, and then I love doing the examples. So, mum number one. Ooh, she's adorable. What's her name? Mum number two. I know, she's 6 months now. Her name's Florence. Mum number one, I'm not surprised. Suits her perfectly.
Oh.
What? My favourites is like how you would use it in a sentence. It's like so ridiculous. I love it. Yeah. So what kind of things could people like expect in a vagina museum? Like, what's the thing?
Well,
what's the
I
thing?
Mean,
like what is that?
So the dream, the final museum, it's going to have three main galleries. It's going to have a science gallery, it's going to have a cultural one, it's going to have a history one. So the science one is like essentially anything you need to know about having a vagina or interacting with a vagina. So, like, yeah. here's, this is what the vagina is, but this is what the clitoris is, and this is what the uterus is, and this
so, like,
is
the
all
whole
the things
vulva,
they do.
Everything.
All, well, vulva's just external, but yeah. also internal stuff.
Yeah.
And then it will be, like, also, you know, intersex, gender identity, sexuality, menstruation, menopause, anything you could possibly need mm-hmm, to know mm-hmm. is going to be in there.
I'm so into it.
Also animals, because just for me, because also animals have the most amazing vaginas. Oh my God. did you know it is impossible for a hyena to be raped because her clitoris blocks the entrance to her vagina? And the only way you can get into her vagina is if she purposefully retracts her clitoris and opens the hole.
So, but does she have to pull it, or could someone else do that, or is it just
no?
It
it's
just
a muscle. It's a muscle construction.
It's a muscle, so it's yeah. her doing it.
Yeah. And then there's going to be a cultural one, which will be like vagina representations in culture, so like in art and music yeah. and stuff. But also, it'll be how cultures treat our vaginas.
Yeah.
And then the history one will be about, like, basically feminism.
All right, it's game time.
What is that noise? What is happening outside?
That was really weird.
Abby's here.
Hi.
Yay! And we're going to play a game of Position Impossible.
Position Impossible.
Okay, so the way that this game works is that Abby has a list of sex positions. Some okay. are real, some are made up. And we have to guess if it is a real position or not, and if it's real, what it is.
Ooh.
Yeah?
And I also, some of them are just oral. They're not just a sex position.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's just all different things our bodies can do together.
Mm. I'm actually really excited because there's really good ones.
Lizzie emailed me last night just like, oh my God, they're really good.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh.
Got some ideas.
I found this website and I was like, tomorrow we need to start using them.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so.
What have you been Googling?
So what about the Bermuda Triangle?
Oh my God. Oh, yeah. Are three people involved?
No.
Wow. I'm going to go yes.
Yeah, I've kind of given it away then.
Yeah, if you know it's not three people, then yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then you can both get a point.
Yeah.
What is it?
Okay. Right, so I'm like, it has to be in the shape of a triangle.
Yeah.
I'm like trying to think like how bodies...
And maybe something gets lost in that triangle. maybe
the condom.
Maybe
like,
it's
oh
when,
no,
maybe it's when a guy like puts his peen in that triangle that your thigh.
That's what I say, and everyone says, "You say peen."
Like, yeah. I love it. MTV like did a thing, like a tweet about me, and they had this picture, and it was me, and they like did loads of like speech bubbles of like. Things that Hannah Witton like says, you know, like da, 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 and one of them was peen. Peen, like yeah, because I just go around shouting peen.
Brilliant.
Anyway, that's a tangent. Bermuda Triangle. Okay, so I'm like imagining how people get in triangles, and like I feel like one person's like lying on their side, and then the other person. I feel like it could be like a 69 if one person was a lot taller than the other person. So then, like,
they have to bend in the middle.
Yeah, the really tall person becomes the giant. Like, anyway, that's not that then, is it?
No.
That's my guess. That's my official guess. I give up. No.
Do you want to give it a whirl?
I think it's when it's 69ing, but one of them is doing oral and the other one is using their fingers, so they have to be like, you know, their arms.
So
have to
the
be
arm
out.
Is the other
yeah,
bit
it's
of
a
triangle.
The triangle.
Is it oral? No, it's not.
Okay,
oral.
No. I'll narrow it down for you. It's foreplay.
So it's fingers and hands. Mm. Oh, this is new. We've not had this.
Yeah, yet. Exactly.
Oh, I'm excited. Okay.
And there is a triangle involved. One part of the body makes a triangle.
Elbow.
Mm.
Fingers.
Leg.
Yeah.
Leg.
Oh, is it when you have sex with that knee, the backward bit of the knee? Or, I don't know.
Mm.
I don't.
Wait, but like. Oh, right, so you're putting the dick in between the back of your knee. Wait, so the knee makes... But is it a hand job or fingering?
Fingers.
I hate the word fingering. Fingering. Okay, so it's on a...
How do you...
And there's a knee making a shape, a triangle.
Oh, is the person who's being fingered... like, in that position where you're, like, stretching out your muscles... Like, I can't do it.
Like
right
you're
now.
Doing a yoga, like
yeah, like
a yoga
full
meditation.
Lotus.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But like only one leg, only one knee.
Only one leg is up. Yeah. So.
But is it up? So it's like up, or is it like down? Like an
foot.
Out?
So foot, the bottom of their foot is pressed to like their knee. Other knee.
Yeah.
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 So are they?
And they're sat up, or lying. They could be lying down, actually. Whilst the other person is over mm-hmm. them.
No, not quite. Oh, almost what? There. You're literally almost there.
Oh, is the other person behind them?
Yes. And if they're not...
Like Ghost.
What's that?
The film Ghost with the...
Oh, right, yeah.
With the...
But they're not sat down.
That they're lying down?
No.
They're standing up like a ballerina.
Yes. There we go.
Oh, there we go. So that's why the leg is up.
There we go. That was collaborative effort. There we go.
Gosh.
And also...
Oh, it's two ladies!
Yeah, it's two girls, oh. Yeah.
Yeah, we found the non-heteronormative like website for sex positions. Wait, I can't post this on Snapchat right now because it's Friday morning.
Yes,
people
can.
Will be confused. No, I'm gonna
that's the time zone.
Save I'm going them. To take a picture and I'm gonna save it and then I will post them to Snapchat.
Mm. For the people at home who can't see the diagram,
there's lots of fondling with their breasts.
Yeah, there's a lot of fondling going on. So partner one stands up and the other partner is stood in front of them. They have the bottom of their foot placed towards their knee, making a triangle shape. And yeah, there's lots of fondling going on.
Yeah. I normally send all these pictures of the sex positions to my boyfriend, but I'm like, yes, Friday morning, babe. There you go.
Okay, number two is the drift bridge.
What?
The drift bridge.
Yes.
Okay.
I can't imagine like making that up.
Really? No. I mean, what would drift mean? I don't think it's real.
Like a piece of driftwood. I don't know.
Okay. So Hannah's saying real.
Yeah.
It is fake.
Ah! Damn it. Good one. It sounds like something out of Lord of the Rings.
We must cross the driftwood.
That's so true. Okay, so what true. About the twisty three-way?
What? Twisty three-way?
I had a Lizzie's going to explode with excitement, like, ah!
Is it when you do oral sex in a triangle, but you're all, like, at a funny angle? Like, twisty?
Wait, it's real. I'm going to say
yeah,
real.
Yeah, I think it's real.
Mm-hmm. Okay, both right. It is real.
Are there three people involved?
Yes.
This is the best website!
Okay. Oh, man, we've got another body to contend with here now. Right, okay.
So it's three 50% bodies. 50%
extra 23. Body. Is it like like the human centipede but nicer?
No.
Including three people?
No, thank God.
Okay, twisty three.
But nicer.
Does it involve Fusili?
No, unfortunately not.
Is it... Are all three people lying down?
No. One person is lying down.
One person is lying down.
Mm-hmm.
Is that person having most of the stuff done to them?
Yes.
Are the other two people only focused on them?
Or yes.
Okay, interesting. So is their face being sat on?
No. Mm-hmm. Nothing to do with the face.
Nothing to do with the face.
Nothing to do with the face, oh.
Is there any penetration involved at any point?
There is.
There is. So, is the person lying down, do they have a dick, and then someone sat on the dick?
No.
No. Okay, so the person lying down, someone sat on top of the person lying down, has a dick, and they're penetrating them that way.
Someone sat, but they're not the person penetrating.
Wait, so there's someone lying, someone sitting, someone standing. It sounds like that improv game. Yes.
Like any one moment, someone has to have it on all three levels. Oh, God.
So you're getting closer and closer.
Right, okay. So.
Someone's lying down, someone sat on top, and then there's a third person.
Okay, one person's lying down, another person is giving oral sex to that person, but twisted around the other way, whilst they are being penetrated from behind by someone. Jesus Christ. Help me out, Flo.
Oh my God. it's too much to handle. My brain can't process it all.
Do you want to give it a shout?
Okay, I think... oh God, I don't know. I think the third person is just watching
and masturbating.
Yeah. That would have been a good twist. Okay, let me break this down for you. So,
oh God,
because you're basically there. I'll give you both a point for it.
Ding,
so
ding, ding.
Yeah, person one's lying down.
Yeah.
The second person on top. They could be like they could be receiving, but not in this photo that it's plausible. But they're basically sucking on breasts, and then the other person is stood behind. And at the end of bottom one, person one.
So they're
and penetrating. The person lying down.
Person lying down.
Yeah.
So the person on top sucking the breasts could have a vagina or a penis.
Yes.
It's kind of irrelevant. Can you see that?
I see.
Mm-hmm. They're not hovering.
That's confusing.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
I have Scarlett with me.
Hello.
Hello. We've got Abby with us.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, we're going to play Position Impossible.
Position Impossible.
All right, so the way that this game works is that Abby has a list of sex positions. Some of them are real, some of them are made up, and we have to guess whether they are real or made up, and then also guess what it is.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
It's a competition as well. It's on. Also, I can't, like, look at both of you at the same time, so don't mind me whilst I just move my chair.
Okay, let me kick it off then. So, the cherry on top.
Oh, my God.
That is the name of the sex position. Do you think it's real or fake?
Fake news.
I want to say fake as well. I'm just going to say whatever Hannah says, because I feel like she'll probably know more than I do.
No, but half of these are made up. Well, not made up, but, like, they're from the internet, so...
Okay.
The names are strange. It's not, like, doggy, which is obviously one.
Yeah.
It's, like, shit like that.
Okay, I'm going to say fake.
Fake?
Yeah.
Oh, it's real.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well then, we're both wrong. Cherry on top. I just thought it was too... I don't know, I just thought it was an easy one to make up.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so it's real. Oh, God, what is it? Cherry on top. Is it...
Try and describe it.
What does it look like a cherry Bakewell? Is that like...
Oh, my God. That image you've created in front of my head. Thank you so much.
Is there marzipan involved?
I can say that one thing is on top of the other. So
one person is on top of the other. Is the hole on top? It's the hole on top. Is the vagina person on top?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Cherry, but like it's more specific than just like girl on top.
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh. Mm. Is it like a marzipan? And considering the cherry is red, does that play a part in
Oh, period.
Oh, no.
Period. Okay, sorry. Cherry on top. That'd be so good then.
That makes sense to me.
Oh, then that's good. Thinking outside the box. Okay. No. I'm trying to think like what can happen whilst a lady is on top. Many things.
Gosh. Well, which way on top are you thinking?
Oh, I was just thinking like normal facing each other, but facing the feet.
Nope.
Oh, what? God. The side? The window. A mirror.
The window.
She's looking out the window. She's like, I'm having a great time.
So she... What?
She's on top. She's facing the ceiling?
Yes.
Whoa.
What? Is she lying on top backwards?
She's lying on top, yep.
Mm-hmm. She's lying on top backwards. Is the person with the penis also on their back?
Yep.
I don't understand that angle. That sounds,
I don't understand that either.
That angle sounds painful. What? Are they head to head and toe to toe?
Mm-hmm.
Weird. Are they planking? Like on? Is that basically it?
Yeah, pretty much it. But to be more specific, there's also hand fondling. So there we go. Oh. Take a look at the picture.
Oh, wow. Look at that. That is very detailed.
Okay, then.
I can't post it. Wait, I think I deleted my Snapchat. I can't post this on my Snapchat.
You deleted Snapchat?
Yeah, because I use Instagram stories.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah, I'm one of those. I actually deleted
both.
Oh, no, now my Instagram followers have to get this.
Oh, no.
I didn't think this through. Sorry.
Oh, so you do the same thing I do, where, like, on Snapchat, I'm a little bit more, like, X-rated, and then on Instagram stories, I'm, like, very professional and, like, put
together. It's, like, art. Oh, shit. Well, this is going on Instagram stories now for those of you that want to... Oh, God, so many people are going to see this.
For people who can't see the photo, it is, like Hannah said, so person one lies on their back, person two is on top and inserted through... Well, it could be both holes. Not at once, but...
It's only one penis. Yes. Jesus Christ. I mean, it's a nice picture.
It's all about going deep, apparently, in the description I've got here.
This is the first interracial couple that we've had. I mean, a lot of the other stick figures, like, you don't think you can really tell their race, but...
They were different colours, but, yeah, they were, like... I think
these are the most realistic humans we've had.
Yeah, okay. Definitely. The other ones are actually yellow and pink people.
Oh, so the Simpsons and... Oh, what's pink?
I don't know. If it was blue, it would be like The Simpsons and Smurfs.
Yeah. Okay, what about crash landing?
Oh my god.
That sounds so violent and so intense. Like the images
in a good
I'm getting in my head. No, like just painful for everyone involved.
Is it? Oh my. I'm literally imagining someone lying down with an erection and then the person and the person just going, Geronimo!
Like, yeah, that's what I got. And I was like, that would just not work.
And then just missing.
Oh gosh.
And just like crash land on the dick.
Everyone would end up in the emergency room.
Gosh. I'm gonna say fake.
Yeah, that has to be fake. But I don't know, because, like, honestly, like, this is a really big world and anything is possible. And what you just described could be real and an actual thing people have done.
I'm going to try it.
Oh, my gosh.
But, like, imagine on a trampoline. No, actually, wait.
That's worse.
That's worse. Just, like, two bodies just, like, bouncing and just, like, smack. Oh, and smack to the microphone.
Gosh.
Oh, God. Is it...
That's kind of like, that's reminded me of like a kind of like simplistic way of like, you know, when you're kids and you don't really know what sex is and you just kind of think that people like touch sort of thing, like they hug and they have sex sort of thing, or like have a baby that way. That's what it reminded me of.
What, this or the
No,
the
what you just said, the whole trampoline and jumping on and just guessing.
Just like, ah, did we do it? I don't know.
You're both right because it's fake. Yeah.
Hey, oh, thank God for that.
Yes, you're still going to try it though.
Crash landing. There's got to be a way. If you're in a support harness, right? Okay, so say if you get a sex swing, and you're in the sex swing,
yeah.
But you get one that you can like adjust the height of. So one person is lying down with the erection in place, and then you just lower yourself on. But you can like try and lower yourself on like really quickly, just like ah, gosh. No, never mind.
Oh my gosh, I feel so sorry for your ad. Anyone that has to
have sex in me.
Yeah. I'm so frightened for them. So frightened.
I've never heard anyone say that they'd be frightened for them, but I like it. I'm into it.
Okay, cool. What about the knee bender then?
Yeah, sure. I'm not sure what yet, but I have a sneaky feeling it involves bent knees.
Mm.
That sounds like realistic.
Okay.
But that's also doable. It sounds too simple to be anything.
Yeah. Mm. Doesn't sound sexy. That's what
I'm going to say fake.
Oh, let's do the knee bender tonight, babe.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go real.
I say fake.
It is real.
Yes. Oh, my God.
No, fake. Sorry.
No! God damn it! This is like La La Land and Moonlight all over again.
Fake, sorry.
The Oscars when they're like, they'll bend.
Oh, right. Yeah. I'd already forgotten about that.
You're just like, what? Yeah, we all need to forget about that. God damn it. Fake. Fine. Knee bender. Well, what's next?
At least you're equalising in points now.
Ding, ding, ding.
Two That's each. Good.
Hold on. Hey.
Yay. Okay, what about the magic fan?
That's real. That's real.
Scott's like, I know. I've done this one.
No, but if my mum is listening, I don't know what sex is.
The magic fan. Sure. Real.
Mm-hmm. It is real.
Oh, okay.
Knew it.
Is it like sex on a Catherine wheel?
Danger.
Danger. Literally. God.
I feel like I've seen something where the lady is on the bottom and the man is on the top and he's just spinning around and around and around. I don't know if that's real though.
Is there a lot of movement involved? Like spinny movement in this movement? In this movement position? No. Is there anything that looks round like a fan?
To be fair, I can actually see where they're coming with the fan, because legs could be moved to make that sort of oval.
Oh, like a hand
shape.
Fan.
A hand fan.
Like a
Oh.
Listeners can't see what I'm doing, but pretend that I'm really posh and someone's feeding me grapes.
I see that.
That visualisation.
It's that kind of fan.
Okay, so the legs are like, got it.
Well, they can be, yeah.
Okay.
No, can't imagine it, but...
Is it person with the vagina is on their back,
mm-hmm.
and yes. their legs are in the air, and yes. then the other person is penetrating them, and they're, like, holding their legs that are, like, upright in front of them, so they're holding their ankles, so you could open and close them?
Yes, all the head nodding going on here.
Wow. Correct. Nailing it!
Correct.
I think I've done that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah! Oh! Oh, hello. Oh, the person with the penis is also standing off the bed. Interesting. Yeah, yeah. I'm into it.
Using the furniture.
You've got to always...
So, yeah.
You know, make do.
Don't even have to explain that when you got it.
Nailed it. Here you go, Instagram stories. I'm so sorry. This is terrible. Is that all of them? Did we do it? Or is there more?
There's one more.
One more.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
I have to get this one.
You do.
You do, because then it'll be a tie.
Okay.
Rather than you losing.
Okay. I'm too competitive to lose.
No
to
one
leave.
Likes to be a loser.
So, King of the World.
Oh, my God. Is this a Titanic? Is it in a car? Is it...
King of the World.
All I think about when I hear King of the World is Leonardo DiCaprio. Just being like, I'm the King of the World! On the Titanic. And then he dies.
Oh. What I got was more Lion King.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm involving a cliff. Like a rock.
Like Pride Rock.
Pride Rock.
Specifically Pride Rock. That's my name of my penis. Welcome to Pride Rock. That's such a good name for a penis.
That is actually. Oh. But you've kind of ruined Lion King for me now, thanks.
You were the one that heard the name of a sex position and then went Lion King.
I'm so sorry about that.
There's no rocks involved to clear
that up.
There's
no rocks. Okay, yeah, good. Okay. King of the World.
Now you've got it in your Lion King of the World.
Lion King of the World. I'm going to go real.
I think it's real.
It is real. Yes.
Ding, 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 ding.
What do you think it is?
Right. Is it got anything to do with Titanic?
No.
Okay. Never mind.
Like, I imagine, like, somebody with their hands up, like, in the air. Can't see what I'm doing, but like imagine I have my hands up in the air
like
that.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
And is am I? Okay, no. Then I'll
is
stop
there
then.
Anything to do with the crown?
No.
Someone sitting on someone's face.
No.
Okay. Is it?
But you're warm. Getting warmer. There.
So it's oral.
Yes.
Okay. Oral. King of the World. Oral. Is it oral on a penis?
Yes.
Because it's he's the king.
Mm.
Yeah. Fair enough. You know, win some, you lose some.
Okay.
And we're like less interested now. I'm like, okay.
It's just a tiny bit of specifics then to really get it, but
side to side. God, how many different positions are there for oral? Like, probably infinite, and my imagination just is lacking. You're just like,
I can't. Like, would they be wearing a crown at the time to make it more majestic?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Are they curtsying whilst they do it?
What, which person?
The person giving is curtsying at the same time.
No, they're on their knees.
So they're like bowing.
Yeah. Basically, the person receiving is sat rather than anything.
So they're like on a throne. Oh, king of the world.
Yeah.
King of the world receiving a blowy.
That's so basic. Such a majestic name
for a basic thing, yeah. But what I do like in the description of it, it was like, make the blowjob even better by making a circle with your thumb and your middle finger around the base of the penis. Make it just tight enough so that the blood stays in the penis. It'll make it extra sensitive.
Oh, a bit of sex tips in there as well.
That's what was interesting.
I love it.
This is like the best sex ed class ever. I never got this at school.
Be like, I've learned so much.
Not that they could teach you that at school. Don't think that would have been appropriate, but would have been nice.
Yeah, no, imagine. What was the final score?
So you won.
Ding, ding, ding! Sorry.
I'm upset.
Only by 1 point. It's okay.
I tried. Effort. That's what counts.
But we all learned something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's a good thing. If anything, I just can't stop thinking about Pride Rock now.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, hello, Lion King. The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio. I have with me Alani.
Woohoo!
Yay, hello! Thanks for joining me. You're just like, ta-da! She was like holding her arms out. Okay, so yes, Abby is here.
Hello.
And we're going to play a little game of Position Impossible.
Position Impossible.
Yes. Okay, so for Alani's sake, who's like, what's happening? Abby has got a list of sex positions.
Ooh.
Exactly. Some are real, some are fake.
Yeah.
And we have to guess
if it is a real position or a fake one, and then we have to guess what it is.
Okay, I love this. Oh, I might actually try them later on this evening.
Yeah, that's what normally happens.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, okay, I'm going to start with butcher. Is butcher real?
Oh, no.
Butcher.
I'm just, like, imagining huge things of, like, butcher. Dead meat hanging from hooks.
Yeah.
Doesn't butcher. Sound very sexy, does
no,
it?
No, it doesn't.
Seem BDSM.
That's what I was thinking.
On, you know?
It's like, tied up on a hook.
Ooh.
I don't want that to be a sex position because it sounds so revolting to me. So I'm going to say no.
Alani?
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to go with BDSM. Like, I feel like it might be something that I don't know, vanillas don't do. But yeah, I'm going to say yes.
Hannah has the point there because
it's not real. I had faith.
No. Yeah, but
if it was going to be one, that's what it would have been.
Yeah,
definitely.
But what type of sex position would it have been there?
Definitely one where you know, like you're
hanging someone up,
hanging, like wrists tied together,
yeah, like with a door jack
classic.
Or something.
Okay, what about Scorpio? Do you think Scorpio is a sex position?
I'm gonna say yes. I feel like I've seen this in like probably in like Cosmo or something.
Yeah,
and like Cosmo Sutra.
Oh yeah. Oh my god, I used to go on Cosmo Sutra when I was about 15, like
same
all the time.
Listen, Hannah. Honestly, I feel like it. Yeah, I don't know what it could be. I feel like.
Well, I reckon like the sting is is something. I'm going to go yes as well. I think it's one.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yay!
Both have a point there.
Wait, hold on. Hey! Yay!
Okay, so now you have to work together or against each other to guess.
Okay. See, I reckon it's penetrative because like Scorpio, scorpion, sting,
yeah,
penis.
Yeah?
Ooh, yeah.
It is penetrative. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to, I don't know, maybe.
Does it look like a scorpion? If the body is like something.
I don't know.
I don't want to give anything away.
Or is it where she might be pegging him or something?
Oh my goodness. Yes.
What does that mean?
Pegging
is where a person without a penis wears a strap on.
Oh, right, okay. Didn't know the right term for that.
My bad, sorry.
Just when thinking about pegging.
Yeah.
Like,
could be.
I feel like I'm wrong now because you didn't know what it was. No. Unless you're just playing with me.
Well, she did say, oh, I didn't know the word for it.
Oh, that is true. That is true. Go on, what is it?
Is it, wait, are we like, on, can you give us a clue? Are we like on the right track?
Are we hot or cold?
So, someone, there's two people and.
Oh, Lord.
There's also something, they're leaning on something.
A sex chair, a cushion, a sex
cushion.
Cushion.
Cushion's closer.
A sex
really?
Cushion.
No.
And one person. I don't want to give it away because once I say one
okay,
thing,
so
it's
there's, a
be,
cushion
there's
involved,
a cushion
involved and it's and, penetrative.
And lying down.
Okay. Is it like a version of missionary?
But on well, the other but way she's around. On her tummy and he's on top.
Yes.
Oh,
getting closer.
Nice.
Oh, did I get it?
That's basically it. Yeah, that is it.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Oh, yay.
Okay. As per usual, guys.
Oh, that's my favourite position. That's what it's called. I do that all the time.
So you do need the sex cushion.
And the pillow is so amazing as well because it gives you that right arch. Like,
yes.
That arch.
This is nice, though, this pillow, because it's not just like under the pelvis.
Yes.
It's like
you
it's
lay
a big
it
pillow.
Under your, your
under
belly.
Your whole
yeah,
body.
Yeah.
But the person doing the penetrating in this image is literally doing a press up.
Yeah.
Like they are.
He is.
That is, that looks, you're going to have to be strong to do that. So good luck to you. As per usual, this picture is now on my Snapchat. So
for the listeners who can't see that lovely photo, partner one lies down on the pillow, their legs are bent and driven apart. The second person goes on top and straightens their arms. Like
ooh.
That's that push up position.
Mm-hmm.
Legs are straight too, and they're standing on their tiptoes.
Yeah, they literally would have to be doing push-ups in order to like slide in and out.
I didn't
this is why
the
sex
tiptoes.
Is great for like you know burning calories.
Yeah,
not me though because I just lay there.
Yeah, the person, one person, just
not
like
me.
Lying there, hanging out. Like,
everybody else is burning calories. Brilliant. Okay, so what about watch?
Watch.
Yeah, do you think watch is a sex position.
Tick tock, tick tock.
Watch. What would a watch be if it was? I'm trying to.
What would a watch
be? I feel like it would be them in the shape of, like, hands on a watch, but I swear we've had one that was like that, and I can't remember what it was called. The grandfather cock, no. There you go, that's what a made up one for next week.
There we go.
If it was a watch, I'm trying to think, maybe, I don't know, would he swing around her or something? Like, so you see like how she's wrist. Laid there. Like, so if the woman's lying down on her
like
tummy.
Wrapped around.
Yeah, and he's just, you know, penetrating her from different positions. So, like, he's 69ing her on top. And
oh,
just,
my God. It's like... just
doing all these, I don't know.
It's not far off. Like, it is...
Oh, so it is. Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, so I think it is a thing. Yeah.
So it's real. Oh, yeah. So it's real. Okay, you okay.
I want my point.
I was so shocked about how that rambling went on to almost the answer. And I was like, what? No, it's not.
Right.
Okay, fair. Oh, wow. Point.
Yeah.
So, to kind of...
I was lost there. I don't really know.
Do you have a picture?
I do have a picture. So
they are, like, wrapped around.
I hope this is what you're thinking of now.
Let me see.
It's not wrapped around, but you said a 69, but someone on top.
Exactly.
Is this what you were thinking of?
Yes.
My imagination doesn't even stretch that far.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a bit of a weird one.
I'm really into it.
I feel like I've seen something like that as well in all these.
Try and explain it.
I'm going to try and explain it. So, basically... it's penetration, and the person who's doing the penetrating is effectively in the position of a chair, and the other person is sat backwards on the chair riding them. So the person is like kind of like in a yoga position where they're lying on their back, and then they fling their legs over, so their bum becomes the seat.
Definitely, that's a very good description.
Thank
very
you.
Very accurate.
Thank you. As per, yep.
It's and how good, you it's got that? It's just
that's I'm just madness. Using my imagination.
I need
You'd
to like,
be surprised because honestly, I just lay there.
I need to re-listen to your rambling just then because I was not following it. So I'm like, wow, yeah, I would never have guessed that. That's mad.
Watch TikTok. You don't stop.
I don't even need to give a description of it because yours are so good, Hannah.
Thank you.
What about Rise and Shine?
Rise and Shine.
I like how you gave this one back to me. You've never given one back to me before. You've always just like let me kept them.
Do you want to have a look at them?
Oh, let me see. Yeah.
Not interested in the watch.
Just watch. Like you can have that back. Wait. So what's Rise and Shine's the next one?
Sounds like morning sex.
Yeah, I know. But that's not like a position necessarily.
Yeah, it's like
is
maybe
it? Is one person starfishing on the bed? That's what I'm
so
imagining.
So you're both saying it is a sex position.
I want it to be one. It sounds nice.
Are you saying it's a sex position?
I'm quizmaster, so I'm on the fence.
Okay, Rise and Shine.
The fence, that's another one.
That is actually one.
Is it?
Yeah, I swear we've done that one.
Have we?
Oh god, I can't remember.
I'm trying to think. Rise and Shine. Would that be a sex position? Would that?
I'm going yeah.
Hannah says yes.
I'm going to say no.
Hannah has another point.
Oh, ding, 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 ding. No. Don't worry, you're like guessing the actual position, so you're way ahead.
Okay, what's Rise and Shine? Actually, can I try? Okay, you're
is
supposed
it star
to guess
fishing?
It.
Yeah, you can guess it now and you can get points.
Starfishing. Anything? Because I'm just like, it Rise and Shine in the morning, you're like yawning, you stretch.
Yeah, that's a good one, actually. I think it's probably him underneath. And she's on top. Like,
wait,
giving...
Rise and Shine, Morning Glory. Is it a blowjob position?
That's a good one.
I'm really sorry because I got you really excited, but I've actually read it wrong and
it's fake.
So, Alani, you get like 10 points.
Really? 10?
I was like, oh no, what have I done? I was like looking at Lissy in the room. I was like, oh no.
Oh really?
What have I done?
So it's my sex position. Can we make it?
Yes, you can make it.
We'll make it a sex position.
And we'll submit it. Yeah.
It is. So it's going to be a combination of my two ideas.
Yeah.
The morning stretch.
Yeah.
So the person with the penis is starfishing with an erection just sticking out. And then the other person is sucking them off.
Yes.
This is why I didn't want to stop you.
I was enjoying that as well. I was getting really into it.
That is the Rise and Shine,
like, I wanted to see what it was as well. I was looking forward to seeing what's the Rise and Shine. I wanted to see.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, I have one more and I'll get it right. Mexican Halloween.
What is Mexican Halloween?
Oh my gosh, if this really is one.
I don't know
I
any cultural
know.
References to even know
I
what,
don't even
what
know.
That would be.
Mexican. I'm just going to say no to save myself the trouble of having to go into
right,
it.
I'm going
to
say
too much imagination.
I'm going to say yes then.
Okay, it is a sex position.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, so.
What is this?
Mexican Halloween. The only Mexican things I know are food and a Mexican wave.
I just did the Mexican wave.
Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. There we go.
Your turn. You've got to do it now.
Hey, we just did a Mexican wave in the studio. good times. Having such fun.
I don't know. That's a good one. Mexican.
Oh, what Mexican would that
be?
Halloween.
Maybe, like, when he comes, he does the
Mexican wave. Okay, which word should we focus on more, Mexican or Halloween, to give us any clues as to what is happening?
Oh, that's a tough one. That's a real tough one. I don't
know. Neither is going to help us. Okay.
And if I say what I was going to say, I'll be giving it away, so.
Ooh, okay.
Is it oral? We've not had an oral one
yes.
tonight. Okay,
ooh.
It's oral.
Okay.
It is. Oh, okay. Is it oral on a vag?
Yes.
Right. It's cunnilingus.
Ooh.
Look. No, it's not.
It's not.
What's vang with me today? No, it's not on
vag. It's not.
Abby! Okay, so it's a blowjob. Mexican Halloween. I'm so confused. Is the penis dressed up?
Oh, that's a good one. Is it dressed up?
Not in the picture, but
do you got a bow tie?
I'm sure they would be open to doing this.
You'd hope so.
Yeah. Ooh. Definitely.
Oh my god, I'm so confused now.
Okay, so both people are lying down.
Both people are lying down. And it's not oral.
It is oral.
Oh, it is oral and they're lying down. What about
planking.
He's lying... What about he's lying down? Maybe, no, she's lying down and perhaps, I don't know, he's doing like some yoga position whilst eating her out?
No, I think it's a blowjob.
It's a blowjob. Okay, so she's doing the yoga position whilst he's lying down. Like a yoga position. I don't know, like she has
her
legs...
They're both lying down.
Oh, they're both lying down.
They're both lying down.
What else can you do lying down? I would know this.
Are they facing the same direction? They're not, like, reversed.
They're both facing inwards towards each other if they, like...
If they were, like... Yeah, if she wasn't sucking him off.
They could say hi.
They could say hi. Okay. So they're on their side.
They're on their back.
They're on their backs. Wait, they're both on their backs?
They're both.
I'm just going to give it to you because you...
What? They're both on the... Oh.
Go on, tell us.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. So... Person giving oral is lying on their back, and then the other person is lying opposite way around on top of their stomach.
I want to see this. What
does and then the person giving has their, like, arms around the other person's belly. I mean, if you've got the bigger person on top, I'd be terrified you're going to squash him. Can you see that?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, God, I don't think I'd do that.
I would get... completely squashed.
I would, my boyfriend's too, I couldn't do that either.
Right, where's...
So
where's
partner Sucha? One lies on their back, bends their knees and drives them apart.
Why
partner
can't he be on the bottom? Like, that's literally I would get crushed.
Yeah.
I think
too much body weight.
He does have his arms and like arms on the floor, so he could be holding himself up if he's got good enough
that's
abs
true.
To
yeah.
do that.
True.
You know.
But it is a funny one, that
supporting one. Supporting his own weight. Is there a final score?
You have won by 1 point.
Woohoo!
I think, Ollie, you're a great contender, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Your imagination was...
It almost
I
got
tried.
Supreme.
I tried. The Mexican one threw me off. That threw me off. The Hannah Whitten Show on Fubar
Radio. I've got Riyadh with me today.
Screaming little gay in the corner.
He literally just ran in. Please explain to everyone why you're late.
Okay, two reasons.
Okay.
Number one, I was getting a spray tan for Playlist Live, which we're going to tomorrow.
You're going to tomorrow.
You're not going?
No.
Oh dear, why not?
Reasons.
Okay, never mind. Number two, I got on the wrong train.
Yeah.
And then number three, I saw a really fit guy... on said wrong train.
Of course. And so you stayed on the wrong train, thinking that this was going to be some kind of romantic comedy moment.
I thought, I'll go up and I'll ask for his number and do all that. And of course, you never have the balls to do it. So
no.
I will never see him again. If you are that cute, sort of floppy-haired, brown-skinned boy that I saw on the Piccadilly line. Near, was it King's Cross near?
Yeah, maybe.
I'm your man.
It's time for a game.
Woo!
And Abby's here.
Hi.
Hi, love.
So we're going to play a little game of Position Impossible.
I have no idea what it is.
Good. Position Impossible.
Okay, so tell me if the plunge is real. Do you think that's
I
a sex
position?
I want
that to be real.
Yes.
The plunge.
It's got to be real.
Okay. Going deep. Yeah, I'm going to say real as well.
Okay, what do you think it is, if it was real?
I think it's that position where...
I feel like someone's in downward dog.
I don't know what that is.
It's like the yoga position, you know, like.
I think it's where their head is on the floor and their lower end is in the air and the other person is sticking.
Yeah, that's downward dog.
Downwardly. Oh, okay. I got it right.
That's very,
I think we're thinking of the same position. Like, hands, head on the floor, back arched, butt in the air.
Oh, like this.
Oh, that way around. I'm thinking, oh,
like
okay.
up. I can't and do what's, it.
Oh, I'm thinking like they're like hands on and legs on the floor. Like,
no, we're different.
Oh, we're different. We're, yeah. So you're person, upside down.
And the person is doing
oh,
this.
Oh, wow.
This is, everyone at home, this is so
doing
great.
This
I see.
Together, and they're pushing it forward and down.
Got it.
Wow.
You know the one I'm talking about? Have you never seen it?
I mean,
I think I watched it.
Hang on. I can see it right now.
What is the person giving? What are they doing? Sorry.
So they're standing over them like that with their legs wide, standing and pushing their implement down.
Also, Rian's wearing very short shorts.
And basically like dipping it.
Dipping it!
Dipping it up and down like that. And the other person has their arse, their vagina, up in the air, on display, taking it.
This is like wizardry because it's basically correct, and I haven't given you anything. Okay, so what about graceful exit?
That sounds like a really good shit. You know when those ones, it's like solid and you don't even have to wipe? It just flies out of you. Yeah. I love them. I've started taking this amazing fish oil.
Of course you have.
Fair Biology fish oil. Oh my God. I have the best poos. It's not that, is it?
No.
Okay.
But I am interested
so close,
in this.
So close.
It's not a poop-a-dition.
It's a sexual. Graceful
what,
exit.
Graceful exit.
Yeah, so is it God. Or is it not a sex position?
I don't think it is.
No?
I want it to be. It sounds graceful.
So you're saying yes?
Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
Riyadh has another point.
God
here.
Damn it. God damn you, Riyadh!
I won. Yes!
You won a point.
Next!
Do you know what I mean?
Tell me if you think T-strap is a sex move.
They all make me laugh.
That's definitely real.
Okay.
I don't even know what a T-strap would be.
Do you know why
in
I know
a non-sexual context.
Because there's no way that you would ever come up with that. As a kind of a,
oh, like, okay.
No, not you. I mean, anyone. It's like, how would you...
T-strap.
I think the ones that don't sound like anything are definitely something.
Oh.
T-strap is real.
Yeah.
It's real?
Yeah.
Okay, both get a ding, because yes, you're right, it is real.
I thought you had to say, you both get a dick.
I wish.
Okay, what was it? T-strap.
Yes.
Okay. Is it oral? I feel like oral,
because
it's like
we should work together on
slurping.
This one.
No,
it's penetrative.
We should work together on
okay,
this one.
It's penetrative.
So tea, think what else has tea in it? Tea bagging.
Tea cups.
So I think it's something to do with balls. T-strap.
These sex positions are usually just oral or penetrative. So... Yeah.
Well, teabagging is oral.
I know, but I don't think they would get so specific.
Sticking
as
sticking your balls in a vagina.
Mm.
Thumbing them in.
Oh, God, that doesn't sound like fun.
Not quite.
I'm sure someone does it.
I'm sure they do.
Okay.
Not me, though.
We pass. What is it?
No.
Clue.
I'll give you a clue.
Oh, we don't pass. Oh,
no,
okay.
Clue. I'll give you a clue.
All right, okay.
It has something to do with a fetish this time. Yeah.
Oh my God, this is new.
Exactly.
This
I
is
know.
New for
I found some good news this week.
Wait, okay. What do you mean?
One of these people have a fetish and the other person is also acquiring to that fetish during the sex move.
Is it the foot one? The foot fetish?
Yes. How?
The most common foot fetish. It's the most common fetish.
Is it?
Is it? Mm-hmm. I have an ankle fetish, but that's as far as it goes.
Oh yeah, you
do. That's
you?
Quite common.
Is it?
Yeah, because it was a fashion for a long while and still is to have a bit of ankle on show. So I went to school with a girl who was like, ankles, like, all the time.
Guys' ankles or girls' ankles?
Boys.
That is so... I feel like I'm coming out again. I've never heard of anyone else that has an ankle
really?
Fetish.
Really?
It was the guy on the tube had the ankles out.
Oh, wow.
No,
wow.
It's a thing.
So is it a penetrative position where the feet are in the air and so they've also got, like, a foot and a mouth? Not foot and mouth disease, though. Not that.
Hey.
Are the feet in the air or in the mouth? I don't... You said two different things.
No, but they're like... So they're up, so they're close to their
yes.
face. So they're able to get them in
yes.
the mouth.
Yes. Toes could touch tongue.
Toes to tongue. I'm into it.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a little bit more to it.
Person one, lying down, legs in the air, foot in mouth.
Foot in mouth.
Fuck's sake. Toes to tongue. Toes to tongue is much nicer.
Toes to tongue.
Toes to tongue.
You're pretty much there. I'll give you the point for that. Because the person giving is actually lying down, but on the end of the bed. And
wait,
the person,
what? How is this?
No, yeah. I gave it to you the right way.
What?
Yeah, it's quite confusing.
Where is the bed in this? Are they both all lying on the bed?
Yeah, the bed is actually in the photo, but like I'm guessing he's not levitating to the side.
that's a cross section.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we look? Is this a bird's eye view of the event?
You're looking down on the people.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I feel like it's a bird's eye view of the
event. It is, yeah. Maybe. It has to be.
Well done, Riyadh. You've won by one
point. Oh! God dang it.
You are so lucky. I am the most competitive person I know. I would have like flipped this table. With the thousands of pounds
it's
of equipment
fine.
On
I
it.
Have my wins and my losses.
Wait, are you telling me you let me win?
No.
Good.
No, absolutely not.
No. I won fair and square.
No, of course,
I am better
of course,
than you.
Of course you did.
I am more intelligent than you.
Okay, I'm going to cut you
Don't
off
Don't forget
then.
It. The Hannah Whitten Show on Foobar Radio.